It works like this. The machine consists of a wheel with a circumferential groove and a pivotal shoe. This shoe houses the extrusion tool, which comprises an entry block, die abutment, and extrusion die. The shoe is raised, so the tooling covers part of the wheel circumference to form a continuous extrusion chamber between the wheel groove and the tooling. When the feed rod is entered into the wheel, it is driven round the groove by friction until it meets the abutment. The combination of heat and pressure generated by friction in the groove allows the material to be extruded through the die, thus forming a continuously extruded product. This mode of operation has been further developed to enable the machine to accept two feedstock rods, which allows increased production rates and the ability to extrude thin-walled tube in various aluminum alloys.